This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Voters in the U.S. state of Nevada cast ballots Saturday for their preferred Democratic Party candidates, hoping to defeat U.S. Republican President Donald Trump in November's national election. The Nevada caucuses are the third contest for the Democratic presidential hopefuls, following those in Iowa and New Hampshire. Unlike those two states with overwhelmingly white populations, Nevada is far more ethnically diverse. Results in Nevada, home to the country's gambling mecca of Las Vegas, could start trickling in a few hours after voting starts. Now for the latest on the coronavirus, which started in China, here's Edward Barron for Reuters.
China reported a sharp decrease in new deaths and cases of the coronavirus on Saturday, but a doubling of infections in South Korea and fresh cases in Iran is adding to unease about its rapid spread and global reach. Mainland China had 397 new confirmed cases of coronavirus infections on Friday, down from 889 a day earlier. Iran, South Korea, Italy, and Lebanon are worsening, though. This has prompted a warning from the World Health Organization that the window of opportunity to contain the international spread is closing. South Korea has spiked to 229 new confirmed cases, taking its tally to 433. Officials warned that could rise substantially, as more than 1,000 people who attended a church at the center of the outbreak had shown flu-like symptoms. Iran, which had no reported cases earlier this week, saw 10 new cases, one of which had died, taking the number to 28 infections and 5 deaths.
That was Edward Barron reporting for Reuters. This is VOA News.